say what we want.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and welcome to another Sunday night here on Max and Friends. Well, everyone, we've got a great show for you tonight because you know what? We want you to get in shape. You know, if you live in New York, spring is just around the corner. If you didn't live in LA, you should be in shape anyway because it's always hot there. So you know what? A shape, but it's not the shape we want you to be in. So tonight we've got a great guest. She's coming on in just a moment, Nikki Haskell. She's known as Hollywood's weight loss expert. Plus, she's got a bunch of other titles that we're going to talk about tonight. And then after that, we've got Teen Talk Live, Chelsea Cross, and then Shout Back with Nicole Bloom. So it's a fun night here on Max and Friends, but we don't want to keep you guys waiting because we want to talk about fitness. We want to get you guys fit. A new year, a new season. All right, it's already March, but you know what? Better late than never. So without any further ado, I bring to you our guest of the evening, Miss Nikki Haskell. How are you, Nikki?
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. I'm so glad that we have you here tonight. I mean, people know you.
And
from,
me too. Got, I'm so much fun. This is great. Thank you for having me
great.
On the show.
This is great. Absolutely. You know, people know you've got so many of the titles. You were the first woman, one of the first female stockbrokers on Wall Street, film producer, talk show host, extraordinary party giver, but most importantly right now, you are Hollywood's weight loss expert. You've got billboards
Somebody
all over Hollywood.
Somebody has to do it.
Somebody does, and you're the best person to do it. You have known so many people. You've gotten so many people into shape. Your billboards are all over L.A. People love you. You've got a great new product. So tell us a little bit about – let's get into this whole Hollywood weight loss expert and how you got into fitness.
Well, you know, I was a stockbroker for 12 years, and I worked on Wall Street, and I could be taking an order for 1 million shares, and I would weigh myself. I was always weight-obsessed. My mother put me on a diet when I was about 3 months old, so my entire life, I've always been very weight-conscious. And I invented this product years ago called StarCaps, and it was the number one product for 30 years. And now I've invented a new product called StarShape, and my website is starshapeproducts.com. And StarShape is a great product because not only does it kill your appetite, it gives you energy. In fact, there was a big article last week in The Globe, and this is a true story. I live in a building that Cher lives in my building, Elton John, Diane Carroll, Joan Collins, everybody lives in my building. The other day I was in the lobby, and Sharon Osbourne said to me, I have to have your product. She was wearing pink pajamas. And it was like 11 o'clock at night. She said, I have to have your product now. So I went upstairs. I gave her the product. 3 days later, I saw her. She told me she had lost 4 pounds on StarShape. There was a big article this week in The Globe. So that was quite fun.
So in
Everybody
3 days,
in Hollywood
Sharon,
was taking it.
In 3 days, she lost 4 pounds.
Right.
Fantastic.
It's a great product.
Well,
yeah, but,
you know
it's
what?
Like anything else. You can out-eat any product. It's up to you. You know, the product is just to help you. But, you know, you've got to take your life in your own hands. You have to watch what you eat. You know, your body is like your temple. What you put in it is what you get out of it. If you keep eating junk, you're going to end up with diabetes. You're going to end up with heart disease and cancer. So, I mean, it's real simple. So either you deal with it or you don't.
Absolutely. And Nikki, you've got a phenomenal figure. We all see it, like I said earlier, on your billboards. So, but you know what? You have said that we all know that extreme dieting does not work in the long term. So tell us why we should be using StarShape.
You know, you have to have people that are on a diet, it's like a quick weight fix. If you lose weight right away, then you get into the program. If you have to go on a diet and, you know, everybody hates dieting. It's probably the worst thing in the whole world. Just to say diet, people hate it. The trick is you have to be able to, it's a diet of life. You have to change your eating habits. You have to eat properly. And when you take StarShape, you can really lose a lot of weight. I mean, I'm just thrilled with the product. Everybody that I know that's taking it is like flipping out from it. All the people through the Grammys were taking it, and all the people through the Academy Awards and the Golden Globes. So it's been very, very rewarding. Plus, everyone, my clients throughout the United States, You know, we're in every state in the United States. We're in every city in the most bizarre places of, you know, like Podunk, Iowa. Everybody takes the product. Everybody's on a diet. 67% of Americans are overweight. That means that 2 out of 3 people need to go on a diet now. I mean, this is
right now.
They used to think, you know, obesity was only considered to be 30 pounds overweight. I mean, now 30 pounds overweight for most of these people is like Twiggy. People are 100, 200 pounds overweight. What are they thinking?
Yeah.
And the problem is that the parents, it's all because of the parents. If you feed your children pizza, pasta, spaghetti, candy, and Coca-Cola, you're going to have a fat child. And 1 out of every 3 children now has diabetes. I mean, this is like, I'm so surprised that during the last election, somebody really didn't come out with this, a program to, you know, to take care of obesity. I mean, it is so bad in the United States. If you go outside of the big cities, you see the normal, okay, let's give you a statistic. In 1980, the average size dress was 8. Now the average size dress is 18.
Wow.
At the rate we're going, everybody's going to be overweight. 20 years ago, it was 1 out of every 4 people. Last census, it was 1 out of every 3. Pretty soon, I mean, it's just scary. It's scary. It's a health hazard. The insurance companies are really going to start buckling down. They're going to stop insuring people that are overweight.
Oh, absolutely.
Because do you know that obesity causes more deaths than cancer?
Oh, and no one wants to talk about it.
Obesity causes cancer.
Yeah, and you know what the problem is with obesity is people don't want to talk about it. That's why I'm so glad you're here tonight, because we want, you know, we need a voice, and we need someone who's passionate about it. You've been in this industry for a while now. Your product Star Caps are sold at GNC.
30 years.
Yeah, the Vitamin Shop, you know. It's, you're all over the place with your products. And you also have
a
new
I'm very friendly. I'm very friendly with the mayor. You know, he came to my birthday party. If you go on my website to see others of myself and the mayor from my party. And, you know, I sat down with him. In fact, I just saw him at the Clive Davis's party. And I said, you know, I really want to come down and talk to you about this obesity crisis. And he goes, well, what are you going to do about it? I said, well, you know, it's really a grassroots operation. You really have to go. What you really have to do is you have to have huge, you have to take over someplace like a Shea Stadium, someplace like, and you have to put families there, families, not kids or parents. You have to put families there. The parents have to teach the children. Children mimic their parents. I had the biggest fight with my brother. I didn't speak with him for 3 years because I did not like the way he was feeding his children. I said, Ronnie, you're feeding them pasta and cookies. And he said, well, that's what they want to eat. I said, who cares what they want to eat? You feed them what you should eat.
That's right. Well, you know, you're a great example.
I mean, it's not what they want to eat. You know, it's not what they want to eat. It's what you teach them to eat. You don't have anything fattening in your house, and then they don't eat it.
Now, listen, it's a lot easier said than done. What was the top advice that if your parents listening tonight and you're having a struggle with your children right now and they want that Coca-Cola and they want that fried chicken? Nikki, what do you tell the parents?
No, you can't give this to your children. You have to tell them, get on the scale. How much do you weigh? If you look, there's a chart. If you're, you know, I mean, for the first time, children are dying of heart attacks. 10-year-old children are 90, 100 pounds. I mean, we are built, you know, the fastest growing age group are people over 80. For the first time, lots of people are living well into their hundreds. But the next generation are going to die before this generation because people are now dying as children. It's all about lean and mean. It's all about being lean and mean.
Absolutely.
You're not going to live past 70 years old if you're fat. And that's the story. So it's up to you. And smoking, between smoking and obesity, it's killing everybody off. And I don't understand what they're thinking about.
They're not thinking. That's the problem, because not enough people like you are telling them out there to stop. Put the fork down, people. But you know what? Nikki's got a great deal, because if you go online right now, you've got a special introduction price.
I'm really terrible. My friends really sort of hate me because I am on the case big time. I have a couple friends of mine that are overweight. I'm sorry, I can't be friendly with anybody that's overweight. I'm putting you on a diet now. Every time they pick up a piece of bread, I take it out of their hands.
Just to,
you know, it's up to you.
Like you. Absolutely.
That's exactly. I'm like the food police.
But you know what's good, Nikki, is that you're the person that gives them the encouragement to stop, because we always need that friend like Nikki that says, you know what, stop, put the fork down, put the bread down. We need you because you're that encouragement. So people, obese people, always come back to this show tonight and listen to Nikki telling you she's here to help you. This is the whole point of tonight's show. We want you to look good. Spring is coming. Summer's coming.
Right. Go into starshapeproducts.com. It has all of my fabulous blogs with recipes and celebrity tips and how to go on a diet. You know, it's so bizarre because I think one of the biggest problems lies with the doctors. The doctors don't want to, you know, they look at some guy, he's like 150 pounds overweight, and they say, well, you know, you really have to watch what you eat. But they're not really saying, you're going to die. Do you understand that you're not going to see your children get married, go to college, have grandchildren? You know, now there's an opportunity in life that you can live to 110 years old. I mean, some people may. I mean, I have enough clothes to last at least 109 and a half. But I mean, it's up to you. I mean, I wear dresses all the time that are 30 and 40 years old, dresses that I've had, fashioned in, you know, fabulous clothes from the 70s and 80s. And, you know, it's up to you. People cannot. If you can't get into the dress you wore last year, you are in trouble.
You are in trouble. And you know what? Here's the deal. Star Shape is a simple 21-day regime, and you've got online support of program and diet tips. You've got recipes.
Right.
You've got daily exercise plans. And what it is, it's like your travel companion. Speaking of travel companion, you've got a great exercise equipment. Tell us about it, Nikki.
Oh, the Star Cruncher is so fabulous. I invented this on the dance floor of Studio 54. I thought, wouldn't this be great if I could come up with something I could dance around and not have to go to the gym, because I really hate going to the gym. So the Star Cruncher in the video that we did has got Buzz Aldrin and, you know, the astronaut, and Joan Collins and Beverly Johnson, everyone in it. And I'm now doing a new dance exercise workout video called Dancing with the Star Cruncher.
Dancing with the Star Cruncher.
It is so much fun. And so yeah, it's going to be so much better. All the music done, it is spectacular. So we're just getting ready to shoot the infomercial, which will probably be done in the beginning of spring.
Now, yeah, speaking of infomercials, you've got the infomercials now. Everyone, you can go on YouTube and you can look at Nikki's infomercials there. She's there to encourage you. She's there to tell you.
My little commercials, aren't they cute?
They're great. They're a lot of fun. You've got all the paparazzi glamour going on. They're fantastic. And you know what, everyone? Nikki's site, let me tell you, it's called starshapeproducts.com. It's everything you need to get that little kick in the butt to say, you know what, you're going to lose weight. And it's a simple product, Nikki. It's a pill that you take 3 times a day, correct?
No, you take it twice a day, one in the morning.
Twice a day.
The way
okay.
I take it, I take one. I've only really taken one a day, but it's up to you. If you get hungry around 2 o'clock, take another one. But I mean, I've got it down. I find that it totally kills my appetite for the whole day. It's really a great product. I am so proud of this product. And it's amazing. You know, nobody can go on a diet for you. You can get somebody to fix your car, mow your lawn, walk your dog, but you can't get anybody to go on a diet for you. It's up to you. Don't be a diet statistic.
No, absolutely.
It's you know, heart disease. I mean, sleep apnea, kidney failure. Everything is from obesity.
Everything.
It's
true.
Amazing.
And StarshapeProducts.com is the place where if you're suffering from these things that you want to go to, it's a great way to get yourself into shape. They've got a special online introductory price right now. So if you go there, the bottles are on sale from $75 per bottle instead of $100. So you save $25 already right off the bat. So check out StarshapeProducts.com. Of course, Nikki Haskell. Now, we talked about Studio 54 a moment ago. Nikki had one of the first TV shows, the only TV show that was allowed to film in Studio 54.
Absolutely.
How much fun was that?
It was so much fun. Oh, it was the greatest. Because when I started doing the show, the people that were producing it, they wanted to shoot it in the studio, and I wanted to shoot it on location. So immediately we didn't get along. So then I took the show over, and I shot it from discotheques all over the world, and studio in the underground, and the Regines and Elaine's. I mean, I shot the show from everywhere. I went to Carnival in Rio and danced in the Samba School Parade and went to the Philippines with the Marcuses. It was really amazing. I shot 300 television shows by myself from all over the world. So how come everybody has a television show and I don't?
You see, and you've interviewed everyone from Liza Minnelli, Tony Curtis, the president, and Madam Marcos. I mean, Nikki, and even Donald
and
Ivana Trump.
I did the first interview with Donald Trump.
And now, speaking of Donald Trump, tonight was
Apprentice.
But speaking of Ivana Trump, you're doing a show with Ivana and Beverly Johnson, I hear.
I am. We're starting to shoot a pilot for a show. We're still futzing around with the name. It's either going to be called Red Carpet Paparazzi Princesses, or well, something like that, Diamond Babes or something. But it's really, but basically what the show is all about is we're going to be throwing parties from all over the world.
Glamorous. It's all about glamour, right?
It's all about, but it's really about a lot of self-respect. People today don't respect themselves. Women don't care who cares about them.
And that's why they're overweight.
Sort of like pride of ownership. It's going to be great.
And that's why women are overweight.
About it.
People who don't respect themselves become overweight. And that's why, Nikki, you're the perfect poster child. You're beautiful.
I am. I exercise every day. I weigh 105 pounds, but I work at it.
Yeah.
I'm a cookie candy ice cream person. Like today I had a bag of M&Ms. Well, I am just eating there. I'm having dinner with Neil Sedaka and his wife, and everybody's on a diet in this group. I'm having a little piece of fish, and that's it. You know, you got to take charge of your life. If you come to my house, you could die of starvation. There's not one thing in the refrigerator. A couple of cans of tuna fish, and that's
speaking
it.
Speaking of food, you know, I want to talk about, once you're on Star Shape, what does your diet consist of?
Well, you know, I try to eat less than 1,000 calories a day. And I know it sounds like very little, but believe me, there's a lot that you can eat. If you're not eating chips and dips and, you know, snacks should be eliminated totally out of it. Anything that's white, you shouldn't eat it. Pizza, pasta, potatoes, everything out of your life. Candy, and of course, soft drinks. Soft drinks will actually keep you from losing weight because there's so much sodium in it.
Oh, yeah. It's all awful. But the one thing we know that's fantastic.
I get up in the morning.
Yeah.
I get up in the morning and I either eat, well, I always eat an activity in the morning. Mm. Or I either eat, I have that Quaker Oats, those little pre-packs. You stick them in the microwave for 2 minutes. I eat that with water. Or I have another thing that I love is a 10-calorie dietetic Jell-O. And then for lunch, I have a salad. And for dinner, I have a piece of fish. And that's it. Every once in a while, I have a little ice cream. I really watch myself. You know, it's not easy. It's a full-time job. You got to watch. The best thing to do is to keep a dieter's diary. Write down what you eat every meal. But what I do is I get up in the morning and I say, where am I going to? I'm going here for lunch and here for dinner. So I make up my mind what I'm going to eat before I get there.
Look at you. You got it all worked out. Now, do you give these tips on your site, Nikki?
Yes.
So the site, again, everyone, is starshapeproducts.com. Let me tell you, if you want to order, you can go directly to starshapeproducts.com or call 212-794-9793. There's a lot.
Right.
Nick, you always got so much going on. Now, you dropped the name before, and we love her, is Miss Beverly Johnson. And she lost 10 pounds with the help of Star Shape.
Yeah, she's great. She just did the new RuPaul show the other day. We had so much fun. She was so cute with the lady bunny. Oh, it was so much fun. We had such a good time. She's adorable and she's a great golfer, but she's a big candy eater. You know, she comes over to my house with bags of candy. I throw them right down the toilet.
Well, you know what? I want to talk about your products, and the product that we're not going to throw down the toilet, everyone, is of course Star Shape. That's why Nikki Hassel's here tonight, because we're promoting a healthier you for 2011. Spring and summer's coming around the corner. Nikki, tell us real quick a little about the formula, what it contains.
Well, it's got a lot of really great ingredients in it, but it does have it has caffeine in it. It has it's the equivalent of one cup of caffeine. But I don't find that. I never had a cup of coffee in my life, so I have no tolerance to caffeine at all. And I find that it doesn't bother me. But if you have a problem with caffeine, then you can't take this product. But it's got the equivalent of one cup of caffeine. But there's so many other products in it that take really. It's got kidney bean extract. It's got cinnamon. It's got a lot of antioxidants. It's really a great product. It took me 2 years to develop it. I'm thrilled with it.
And now the white kidney bean extract that's inside everyone. It's known to block carbohydrate absorption, so it's a great product to have.
We have a lot of those in there.
Yeah, you've really formulated a beautiful way to get back into shape.
It's a great product. I'm very proud of it.
And it's an easy way. It's just commitment, right, Nikki?
It's a commitment. You know, the trick is if you learn how to eat properly all along, you'll never, ever change. You have to get into the habit. It's like riding a bike. Once you learn how to do it, you'll never forget.
And now we're getting back to the Star Cruncher. You call it fitness in a bag. I love that phrase, fitness in a bag.
Right. It comes in a little gym bag that Leroy Needham, you know, the famous American artist, designed the logo. It's fabulous looking. It's a terrific, terrific product. I use it every day of my life. I hate exercising, and I only use the Star Cruncher. And uses it, and Joan Collins uses it, and everybody uses it. It's really a fabulous product. I'm very proud of it.
And some great figures to testify that have used it.
Right. No, it's great. It's better than you could, the whole thing is, you don't want to overdo it. I mean, if you do something that's too hard to do, you'll do it once and never do it again. This is and fun to do, and it works. If you try something and it's too hard, you figure, screw that, I'll never use it again.
And this is why Star Shape is going to work, because once you see the results, Sharon Osbourne, everybody, in 3 days lost 4 pounds. Do you
once
hear that?
Once you see the results, you won't believe how great it is. You know, you can lose 3-4 pounds in a week. It's up to you. I mean, it's up to you. Nobody, you can out-eat any product. You know, if you want to take the product and have a chocolate milkshake and a couple of hot dogs and potato chips and everything, you're not going to lose weight. I don't care what you think, unless you sew your mouth up.
Well, you know what? Star-shaped diet system, everyone, it's going to work for you. Hollywood weight loss expert Nikki Haskell, we're so glad that you made it here to Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. We had to get this product out there because people are raving about it. And I was like, we got to have it here.
It's great. Thank you so much. I love
Nikki,
you guys.
We love you here. We thank you so much for getting on the show tonight and giving people the encouragement that you need. You know, you're like the Dr. Phil of the weight loss world because you're no nonsense.
That's right.
And you're telling people, get into shape. And that's what we need to hear. So, Nikki Haskell.
Yeah, I'm the food police.
You are the food police. Nikki Haskell, Hollywood weight loss expert and food police. Right?
Thank you. Yes.
We love it. Well, listen, speaking of food, enjoy your dinner with Neil Sedakis. We look forward to having your
right
reality
now.
Show
okay.
with Ivana Trump.
I
really
love
John,
it.
Get you back on. Have a great night, Nikki, and we'll talk to you really soon.
Thank you so much.
Good night, Nikki Haskell. Nikki Haskell, StarShapeProducts.com. That's the product that you want because it's going to get your butt into shape. Like Nikki said, she's a spitball of energy, that one. She's a lot of fun, Nikki Haskell, right here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Hey, Ronan, do we have our little, what are you all listening to tonight? Can we get that up and ready? So what are you listening to? This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. And guess what? In just a moment, we're going to get Chelsea Cross on the air. You all know her from Teen Talk Live right here on LA Talk Radio. So, Ronan, let's get her online. And while we get her online, what's her theme song?
You're listening to Teen Talk Live with Chelsea Cross on LA Talk Radio.
You are listening to Actually Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Hello.
We have the host, Chelsea Cross, from Teen Talk Live. Hey, Chelsea Cross, how you doing, baby?
Hi, how are you?
I'm so glad that we got you here. Now, listen, we just played your little, hey, Ronan, hit it one more time.
You're listening to Teen Talk Live with Chelsea Cross on LA Talk Radio.
That sounds familiar.
Doesn't that sound familiar? Well, you know what? You're also listening to, what is it, Ronan?
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, with Chelsea Cross here. We can't get people confused, Chelsea, so I got to let them know what they're listening to because they're going to think they're listening to a rerun of you. Speaking of reruns, my mouth is just running tonight. We just had Nikki Haskell here. We were talking about weight loss. She is a spitball of fire. I love Nikki Haskell. But I'm so glad we have you here because, Chelsea, you've got a new book coming out called 19. It's actually pre-order right now. Tell us about 19.
It's so exciting. I can't even believe I can say that my book is on pre-sale right now. It's called 19. It's on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com, and you can go on to ChelseaCross.com and just pre-sale it from there. And 19 is a book that is so necessary for young girls, especially today out there. And it's, as amazing as it is for the younger generation, it's just as good for the parents, because I like to say that I'm that generation bridge that gaps between the two generations, so that a mom can relate to their daughter and a daughter feels like they have a friend in me by the end of the book. So every chapter is a different topic, from body image to mean girls to cyberbullying to sexting to philanthropy, and then becoming unique and individual and loving who you are. So hopefully by the end of the book you feel like you have a friend and maybe learned a little about yourself as well as me.
Well, now, speaking of body image, because that's what our topic is tonight, what is this challenge that teenagers are going through with body image now, Chelsea?
It's something that I feel we really can't escape. I think the media is so in our face about this image of what perfect is, because there really is no such thing as perfect, Max. It's when you look into the mirror and you're confident with who you are, or when you put on those pair of jeans and you're like, I look good. Well, it's really just about how you feel. And I know it may just sound really cliche, yada, yada, but it's so true. If you're confident with how you feel, if you're confident with the way you look, then that's your definition of perfect. You can't size yourself up to Angelina Jolie, you know, Jessica Simpson, Daisy Duke, Little Jean Shorts. It's all about you and what makes you feel comfortable, makes you feel great. And I would know, and I talk about that in my chapter in 19 firsthand. I'm all across the board. I know what it's like to be 12 years old and really chubby, hiding my stomach in a one-piece bathing suit. I know what it's like for people to be calling me anorexic because I was too skinny. And now, 20 years old, I feel like I'm finally finding that happy medium. And I'm sure it's going to be a constant, you know, something that I'm going to have to struggle with and balance throughout my entire life. But it's just learning, like what Nikki Haskell was saying before, what works for your body. And it's all about knowledge. Knowledge is power. People need to know what right and wrong choices with food. And I think, you know, the fast food out there, the 100-calorie packs, we're just not learning how to eat properly. And we just need to know that food is not the enemy, and how to treat food to the best of its potential for our body.
Absolutely. You know what? You are so wise. I love having you on. You were on my show before. You have your own show here on LA Talk Radio. It's a great show. Your topic range from everything from the lighthearted to the really, you get into the nitty gritty with drug abuse. You got a good show on LA Talk Radio. But more importantly, you know, the book 19 is a book that, you know, you were recently on with Miss Hoda and Andy Cohen from Bravo. He was substituting for our girl Kathy Lee. But you know what? You were on that TV show, and I was at home and I was watching. I was like, look at my Chelsea. I've watched you grow. You become such a poised woman and so knowledgeable and so honest and so direct. But you do it with such beauty and such glamour. And I hate the word class, so we're not going to say it, but you do it with such sophistication. And I think people, when they read 19, no, absolutely, it's just, you know, the truth of who you are. And when you read 19, everyone, it's a book that's going to take you girls, it's going to encourage your relationship with your mother. It's going to encourage your relationship with yourself. It's going to encourage your self-image. It's a book of encouragement from someone who's been through it. And that's Chelsea Cross. And that's why it's nothing better than to have. It's like you're living your life and you're writing about it and you're coming from a place of truth and your core. And how was it to write 19? Was it a difficult book to write?
You know, I have to say that, you know, people keep asking me, you know, you're 20 years old, you wrote this book at 19. Was this an aspiration you had? Did you want to become an author? Literally, Max, if you told me that I was going to be an author at 20 years old, I would have laughed in your face. There was no way I thought I was going to be able to write a book. I have so much thoughts going on in my head. My mind is always running. Sometimes I can't articulate a sentence on paper. I'd much rather verbalize it. But writing this book was such a therapeutic, beautiful experience. I mean, just sitting down with my laptop, looking out at my beautiful New York skyline, I totally felt like Carrie Bradshaw at times. But, you know, because this book is so special and so, you know, it's so personal, because every chapter has something that I personally went through throughout my teenage experience. I was writing me. I was writing how I felt. I was writing my experiences. So when you write, when you're really writing from the heart, it's a totally different experience than when you're writing your SAT essay. So this,
absolutely,
this book was a, I learned so much on my journey of writing this book. And I really feel that my heart, sweat, and tears are in this book. And hopefully by the end of it, you will feel that too.
Now, let me ask you, Chelsea, you say that it was a therapeutic for you to write this book. Is it going to be therapeutic for girls to read?
I 100% hope so. I am 99% sure that it will be. There, I really can't imagine any girl not relating to me at one point in time throughout the book, whether it's with the, you know, in the relationship category or the mean girls category. Even if they were a mean girl, because I don't think that I was, and I, you know, I feel like I was kind of the, I called myself the victim to the drama, guilty by association, you're still going to be able to relate to me somehow. I feel like this book is something that every young girl needs. It's like, it's a wake-up call. It opens the girl's eyes to what could be out there that they just haven't grasped yet. Because honestly, Max, what young role models, icons, mentors are there right now? Lindsay Lohan's out of rehab. Charlie Sheen's, you know, getting his babies taken away from him. There's a whole lot of mess going on. And when there's someone doing good out there or someone trying to do good out there, it's refreshing. And I feel like this book is refreshing.
And you're refreshing. You are so refreshing that you became the spokesperson for You by Kotex. How did that happen?
You by Kotex was literally amazing. Two summers ago, I went on a missionary trip to Africa for feminine hygiene care. And, you know, you don't know until you try. So basically, my mom and I called up Delta Airlines and we asked them if we could get one extra baggage per family member. It was four of us going to bring Kotex products with us. So pads, tampons, sanitary napkins, we each brought an extra bag with us along this very long journey to Africa. Little did we know, when we asked Kotex to, you know, provide the sanitary napkins, they were then tracking my progress, seeing all the press that we were getting for the missionary trip, listening to my radio show, seeing all the other charity work that I was involved with. And when You by Kotex was being developed, they presented me with a contract and the opportunity to be the spokesperson. So before You by Kotex hit the shelves, I started everything from the color to the box to the label to the quotes on the box, and literally saw this product take life. So when that Kotex box hit the shelf, I was like, oh my God, I feel like this tampon is mine. I've created it. And it was an amazing experience. I got to work with Khloe Kardashian, who is an absolute doll. I got to go on magazine launch tours. I mean, I was experiencing all of this in my first semester of college. I feel like I grew so much of a person because I got to work with such amazing women. And it's an experience that I will cherish forever.
It will, and you will cherish it forever. And you know what? Chelsea, stay with us. I got to get – speaking of Delta, everyone, you know what? I'm going to give you the quick weather, and then when we get – when we're done with the weather, we're going to come back with Chelsea Cross right here on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. So, everyone, let's break it down. The weather in New York, it's 46 degrees tomorrow with a low of 28. Miami – well, we'll give you Miami in a minute. LA, 64 with a low of 45. And Miami is 80 tomorrow with a low of 64. The low in Miami is what the high in LA is going to be, everyone. So go to Delta.com. Flights are on sale right now. And book your flight on Delta.com because flights are on sale. Delta.com. Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Tell them, Ronan. This is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci, right here on LA Talk Radio every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Time and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We got Chelsea Cross here from Teen Talk Live. That's right. She's here tonight. She's also the author of a book, 19, and you can go right now and you can pre-order it online. Go to ChelseaCross.com. Go to Amazon. Check it out. The book is called 19, and it's an inspiration, just like Chelsea is for so many students. She's the 20-year-old girl. She is like, I've known Chelsea, I think, since what, Chelsea, you're 16 now?
Well, I think we met, yeah, I was 16 years old. Math time flies,
like,
doesn't it?
It flies. And from 16 to now, I've seen such a change in you as a person. You've, like, become so focused, so determined, and just so brilliant in all of and everything that you're doing. And you know what? You're right. If I told you at 16 you're going to be an author at 20, you would have laughed. And you know what? It's come to pass because you find your core, you stick to it, you believe in what you do, and you do what you believe. So, I mean, so that's a testimony right now. You're like, should be one of the biggest inspirations of a lot of girls out there. And you are. You've got a great following on LA Talk Radio with Teen Talk Live. Let's talk about Teen Talk Live. And I want to talk about one of your favorite shows that you've done on Teen Talk Live. Which would you say it is?
Ooh, that is a good question. I have to say that a lot of my favorite shows really are highlighting the charities that I work with. One of the events that I got to do recently, which was absolutely amazing, was the L'Oreal Paris Woman of Worth Foundation. This mm-hmm. foundation, thousands beyond thousands, I think almost 10,000 applicants were sent into the L'Oreal Paris Foundation event. And it's all women from ranges of 15 to 60 years old. These women have all started organizations from scratch, whether it is bringing videos to hospitals or helping abused and neglected children to women's slave trade. All of these organizations were founded by these women. So they submit their organization to the foundation, and the winner, after, you know, a big process of, you know, like picking and choosing which organizations are up for the winning scholarship, the winner gets $10,000. And there was a huge red carpet event. It was at the Hearst Towers in at the Hearst Building in Manhattan. There was a big red carpet with Hoda and Giada and Kerry Washington. And such amazing people came out to support all of these foundations, and all the women were beautifully showcased in the tabloids. And I had three of the women from Paris on my show. They were phenomenal, Max. These women have worked the bone to get their organizations up and running, every pinching penny they possibly could. And it just goes to show that hard work and determination can not only pay off for you, but for so many others. And to highlight that caliber of kindness on my show, there's nothing better. There's really nothing better. I mean,
I love it. To highlight the caliber of kindness. Chelsea, you're good, baby. I love it. You Let me know, tell you something.
You know,
caliber
real,
of kindness.
Caliber of, but to be real, you know, at 20 years old, I love to talk about fashion. I love to talk about, you know, what's going on, current events today. You know, when the Grammys are on, I have my stylist, my photographer, you know, my fashion guru on. So we do fun stuff too. But, you know, what means to me the most is when, you know, it's impacting others. So that's that.
Speaking of impacting others, Chelsea, that's what you're doing now. What's next for you?
What's next for me? Well, the book is on pre-sale, which means that it hasn't hit the shelves yet. So I am heading back to New York, and, you know, I am taking my spring break because I think that I deserve it after just working my booty off recently. But then it is book tour, book tour, book tour, starting off in California, all the way from Santa Monica to San Diego to San Francisco, all over. Probably going back to New York after that, in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, that whole, you know, book signings, promotional events, and then back to the hometown, Boca Raton, Delray Beach, and doing more book signings and publication here. So
I love you, Chelsea.
Check out my website, my Twitter, my Facebook, because I'll always be, you know, posting where I am, where you can come meet me, see me, be on the show, and always updating where I'm going and who I'm with.
And who you? And sometimes you're with me. Like last night, we were at Mar-a-Lago at the fun event. That was a good event for the Unicorn Children's Foundation. So.
When we realized that we were together at this phenomenal event, we were like, oh, we have to Twitter it.
We do have to Twitter it. We had a lot of fun. Again, everyone, that was for the Unicorn Children's Foundation. Great foundation for children with learning disabilities and dyslexia. Like, I just had one because I couldn't speak properly. But you know what? They're a great organization. They help so many wonderful children out there. And Chelsea and I had a fun time last night, didn't we?
We did, boy. We did.
All right, girl. Well, you know what? I'm going to let you go because speaking of Charlie Sheen, like you spoke about earlier, I got to get Nicole Bloom in here because we got to shout back with Nikki Bloom. We got to talk about Charlie Sheen. We got so much to do before the show's over. 19 is Chelsea's book, everyone. You can check her out on LA Talk Radio. Chelsea, when is your show, baby?
Teen Talk Live, Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's a great show, everybody. Check it out. Also, you know, ChelseaCross.com and Chelsea Cross on Twitter. Thank you so much, Mac.
All right, Chelsea. Well, thank you for being here tonight. 19 is the book, everyone. Get it. Order it now so you can have it. You can get, when does it officially come out, Chelsea? What's the day?
End of March.
And that's just around the corner. So, everyone, 19 is the book. Chelsea Cross is the author. Thank you so much, Chelsea, for being here tonight on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Ciao, baby.
Talk to you later, sweetheart. All right, everyone. Well, coming up next, we've got, you all know it, Shout Back with Nicole Bloom. So, Ronan, how does that intro go?
Shout Back with Nicole Bloom, only on Max and Friends.
Back with Nicole Bloom. I'm your host, Max Tucci, here, and we're going to get Nicole Bloom right on the air just in a minute. We're going to call her up because I know she's watching Apprentice tonight, but I said, Nick, you got to come on tonight because we got to talk about Charlie Sheen. So, Shout Back with Nicole Bloom. Hey, Nikki, what's going on?
Hello.
Oh, my God, we're so glad. You know, we had Nikki Haskell on tonight, then we had Chelsea Cross, then we got Nicole Bloom. We got all the Nikki's in here tonight. How you doing, Nikki?
It sounds like a Nikki night. What's better than that?
Charlie Sheen night. So let's just get there, Nikki. Shout back and give me the update on Charlie Sheen and your thoughts.
Al, are you aware of the latest fact on the Charlie Sheen escapades? The porn star Brie has moved out as of last night. Did you know that, everybody? Yes.
Keep informing us, Nikki.
He is down to one goddess. So he went on Twitter and tweeted about he's looking for applicants. job openings for all of those unemployed that are looking for work. Charlie Sheen is hiring.
I wonder what the what is the application like?
Oh, you know what? I myself might be interviewing.
I think you might be a little too overqualified, Nikki.
Oh, well, you know, listen, you know what? Listen, he has two 20-year-olds. Why not one 40-year-old?
There you go. Well, you know what, Nikki? Let's speak about numbers. You know, he was making, what, $2 million an episode or something?
$2 million an episode, and, the show was generating about $150 million in revenues.
So tell me seriously, like, what's going on with him?
You know, I'm going to remain pretty open-minded on this one because sometimes I'm not so open-minded. But, you know, he said it himself on there was a great interview on 2020 a few days back. And he said, hey, people are jealous of me. I'm living the life that every man wants to live. And, you know, I thought about that and I said,
wait, what? Every man does not want to be a drug addict looking like they're very sick. I mean, he's very gaunt and very thin. The objects that he has, the house and the women, maybe that's the lifestyle. But the drug lifestyle is not what I hope, not what every man wants.
I'm against drugs. I am, yes, very outspoken on that. I am very against drugs. Not in that aspect, But, you know, with all these women, he's got, you know, women here, women there. The ex-wife travels with him and the girlfriend. And, like, you know, at least he's in the open and honest about it, and he's not being deceitful to any of these women. They're happy. Well, they were happy until less than 24 hours ago when one of the porn stars moved out. But up until then, they appeared, you know, the facade of being happy. But, yeah, you know what? He's not any different other than he makes $2 million a week. He's not any different than, you know, your next-door neighbor, the guy living down the street. It's just it's far more publicized.
Wait, so basically he's like this generation's Hugh Hefner.
He is. He is, exactly. And he calls his girls goddesses, and he even has a name. I think his home is called Silver Valley Lodge.
Oh, how appropriate. Well, how appropriate. Let me just tell you something. The man is vile. He's disgusting. He's a drug addict, and he's the you know, this is why other countries look at this country and laugh at us, because of people like Charlie Sheen, okay? Let's keep it real. The man needs help. And you know what? Last night we were at this amazing dinner party for a charity event, and I said in the car on the way home, I said, you know what? Someone needs to bust him and throw a kilo of coke in the car and call the police. And you know what this Miss Margie, you know what she said? She goes, by the time the police got there, he would have sniffed it all already.
That's true, too. And another thing with the whole case is, because he's Charlie Sheen, he, you know, how it goes, he gets away with it. He's been found. There was, I don't remember how many grams, how many thousands of dollars, but they found a lot of coke recently in suitcases in his house. And he got off on that charge. So he has been busted, you know, several times with possession of drugs. And, you know, like if it was the guy, you know, down the street, that, you know, it would be much more a difficult case. He'd be arrested. He'd be in jail now. But because it's Charlie Sheen and he makes $2 million an episode, you know, it's okay.
Well, let me tell you, he's not making that per episode anymore. The show Two and a Half Men is over. He put a lot of people's jobs in jeopardy. You know, he screwed over a lot of lives because he can't get in control of his own. Now, listen. Drug addicts, it's a whole different ballgame. But somebody needs to intervene. I'm dealing right now with a friend of mine. She's a big cokehead. You know, and it's a very hard situation to get drug addicts off of the drugs. And it's very hard to intervene. His own father has tried to intervene. He doesn't want to intervene. He doesn't want his father's help.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do you take this broken person?
Yeah, it's actually impossible to make somebody quit. I mean, of course, I know people, I've had friends that have gone through rehab against their will, and it doesn't, and then I have another friend who's been sober for 6 years. It doesn't work unless the person wants to do it. When I asked this person what made them stop drinking, what made them stop doing drugs, and they just stopped instantly, they said, you know, I didn't want to lose my home, and I never wanted to be homeless. It was getting so out of control.
Well, listen, have you heard recently, Whoopi Goldberg was saying, you know, she was a big drug addict. She confessed it. And she said, listen, it came to a point where she was like, you know, defecating in bed, and she was scared to get out of bed and go to the bathroom that was a foot away because she thought there was monsters under her bed. That was her wake up call. What is Charlie Sheen's wake up call going to be? Death? I give him 6 more months if he lives the life he keeps living.
Well, the problem is with his right, so he feels invincible. I mean, from watching the interview, and I've seen more than one interview, and I've read up a lot about it, and when he speaks, he really, truly believes that he's invincible, and he's, you know, got the special makeup that nothing's going to happen to him, and he's already 2 times has been rushed to the emergency room for close to overdosing. So I really, you know, it's terrible, but it's probably inevitable that, you know, we're going to read about him in all the papers. It's going to be breaking news on all the news stations when he does actually overdose and his heart gives out, because the heart does give out. I have a friend that was still messing around with coke, and they had to go, you know, rush to the emergency room, get an EKG. The heart, it's a terrible drug. But, you know, as long as he's not doing anything around the kids is most important. As long as, you know.
Well, the kids were taken away, so now he's not going to be.
Yeah, but the mother of the kids is also a drug addict. She's been in and out of rehab. So, it's, you know, it's kind of a lethal combination.
Well, you know what? Bottom line is this. Drug abuse helpline people, there's ways to get help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Go right now to 24houraddictionhelp.org. It's the number there, 1-877-WE-DETOX. People, there's ways to get help, okay? Check them out. Go on Google. Find them all. We're not affiliated with any of them. But you know what? Here's the number to get help. 866-567-6983. 866-567-6983. If you want to help someone, if you think someone needs help, or if you need help, call that number, because you know what? It's funny to talk about Charlie Sheen and to, you know, say he's going to be dead in a couple of months. But in reality, if someone doesn't step into his life, he will be. And in reality, if you don't step into a friend's life that you know is a drug addict, it will happen to them. It's a scary, dark path. And the only way to get out of it is to get help. So check out your local drug abuse hotline centers and definitely help your friends in need. And you know what? Sometimes people can't help themselves. That's why they are where they are. But you know what, Nikki? We got to wrap this show. I got to get going. Hey, Ronan, what was everyone listening to with Shout Back with Nicole Bloom?
Shout Back with Nicole Bloom, only on Max and Friends.
Let it all out. That was Shout Back with Nicole Bloom. Nikki, thanks so much for being here tonight. It was a fun, quick segment, but we got to go, baby.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Nikki, I'm going to talk to you after the show. Well, everyone, I got to say thank you so much to Nikki Haskell, of course, to my girl, Chelsea Cross, and to my Shout Back girl, Nicole Bloom. Everyone, remember to take life to the max. And you know what? Help those that need help, because sometimes they can't do it themselves. So, and the first time you're a victim, second you're volunteer. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Take life to the max on Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio. See you next Sunday. Good night, everyone.